From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A showdown over Arizona's new immigration law gets underway this hour in Phoenix. A federal court judge is hearing arguments in the first of seven lawsuits to stop the state's controversial law from taking effect. NPR's Ted Robbins is tracking this story from Tucson.
The first challenge to Arizona's law requiring police to question those they reasonably suspect of being in the country illegally comes from a Phoenix police officer. David Salgado says it's not his job to enforce immigration law. It's the job of the federal government. Salgado also says that enforcing the law will violate the civil rights of Hispanics, which is also his own background. Chicanos por la Causa, the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, and the cities of Tucson and Flagstaff are also parties to the case against the state of Arizona. Judge Susan Bolton will hear the arguments. Next week, she also hears arguments in the U.S. Justice Department's lawsuit against the state. Arizona's law is scheduled to take effect July 29th. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
A final vote on a sweeping financial overhaul may come down in the Senate within hours. Today, lawmakers voted to stop debating the bill, which calls for tighter regulations on the financial industry. President Obama says a system revamp is vital to preventing another financial crisis. Same-sex marriage is close to becoming legal for the first time in Latin America. Argentina's Senate approved the bill early this morning, months after it passed the House. President Cristina Fernandez is expected to sign the bill into law within days, pitting her against the Roman Catholic Church and other religious groups a year before a presidential election. The Vatican's out with its first major document on clerical sex abuse since getting entangled in multiple scandals. The document codifies norms on dealing with priests who molest minors. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, it does not deal with the issue of reporting abuse to police.
The document extends the statute of limitations on clerical sex abuse from 10 to 20 years. For the first time, it codifies distribution of child pornography as a canonical crime. It also lists the attempted ordination of a woman as a grave crime to be handled by the same Vatican department that deals with sex abuse. Punishments can include being defrocked. But the new norms do not include any one-strike-and-you're-out policy, as many victims groups had demanded. Vatican press spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the absence of any mention of the need to report offenders to civil authorities is because the norms are part of canon law and exclusively concern the Church. The U.S.-based bishopaccountability.org said in a statement that the norms are the equivalent of bringing a child's sand shovel to an avalanche and amount to administrative tinkering of a secretive internal process. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
U.S. stocks still losing ground. Dow's down 85 at 10,281. This is NPR News. The U.S. government's reporting a sharp drop in new unemployment claims last week, 429,000, the lowest it's been in nearly 2 years. Labor Department officials also say wholesale prices are down for the third month in a row. Energy costs fell, so did food costs, reflecting their biggest decline in 8 years. The sentencing date for a former San Francisco Bay Area transit cop convicted of involuntary manslaughter has been pushed back 3 months to November. The latest from Rachel Miro of member station KQED in San Francisco.
Last week, a jury convicted BART police officer Johannes Meserle of involuntary manslaughter for shooting an unarmed passenger last year at a station in Oakland. Meserle now faces between 5 and 14 years in prison. The judge originally set sentencing for early August, but agreed to a defense request to push it into fall to allow attorneys to prepare for what is expected to be a lengthy hearing. Family members of the victim, Oscar Grant, are expected to deliver impact statements. The defense attorney is expected to ask for the verdict to be set aside or for a new trial. The case was moved to Los Angeles, so Meserle is now in Los Angeles County Jail. He'll remain there until sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The world's seeing a sharp drop in illegal logging. That, according to a British think tank today, it released a report that found tougher new rules and enforcement help crack down on unlawful logging. That helped protect up to 42 million acres of forest worldwide in recent years. The group says that the production of illegal timber has fallen nearly 25% since 2002. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.